share her story.
Hi, my name is Linda Lemieux, and I've been homeless about a year and a half this time. I'm currently dying of liver disease, hepatitis C that went rampant. I lived on sidewalks, underneath jungle gyms at parks, just about anywhere that the cops weren't circling and taking us to jail for being there. I was very, very sick at the time. I was in the worst pain I'd ever known and found out that it gets worse as time goes on. But I was being taken to the hospital at least two or three times a month, and they would drain my stomach because of the liver disease. It fills your abdomen up with liquid. The last time they took 18.2 liters out of my abdomen. Now that's 9 2-liter bottles of pop. You know, that's a lot of pressure on your organs and everything in there. It kind of explains why all the pain, I guess. I went to the hospital, they drained me, and a man came and picked me up at the hospital and brought me to the in-between. Didn't tell me anything. Didn't tell me where I was going or who I was going to see or what was going to happen. And she was the first one I met. And she was like one of the first people in a very long time to look me dead in the eyes. Because for some reason, people don't. They don't look the homeless in the eye. I don't know if it scares them or reminds them of what could be. But she looked me dead in the eyes and made me feel welcome and made me feel human. She's wonderful. The in-between is wonderful. Anyway, the in-between brought me in. They fed me. They clothed me. Gave me a shower, which was really nice. And a lady that works there now, her name is Kathleen. I remember the first time she reached out and touched me on the shoulder. And she didn't pull away and act all strange about it. She was really comfortable with me, and I loved that, because nobody's comfortable with the homeless, you know? These people have treated me with so much respect and so much dignity. That's something I really never thought I'd ever feel again. And they brought it back. They brought me back. I'm sorry, I'm trying to... If these guys wouldn't have taken me in, I have no doubts that by now I would already be dead. There's not a whole lot of time left now, but it's thanks to these people and the in-between. All of them, they're wonderful. The in-between is the best thing anybody could have come up with. Thank you.